Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Is everyone tired of batteries on the trail? Charging? Wires? Extra weight? Well, there's no worries anymore, guys. There's something called the Hurricane Head. It's hardened and glazed banana leaves forged into a windmill-type hat to create instant energy on the trail. Let the wind blow your battery issues away. Check it out at 200 miles an hour wind on the trail. Absurd. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, 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 everybody. This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who will lick dried salmon out of his pack just to say that there was no more salmon in his pack that I put in the pack. How many times can I say pack in this intro? Carl Mandrioli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Backpacking Blisters podcast. That is my smooth partner, Mr. Derek Somerville. He's a man that believes 8, 9, and 10 are always eating snacks because they're in 7-Eleven.
That was bad. Like, wow, that was, yeah. That was, ooh. Do you watch, what's that kid show, Number Blocks? Is that what you're watching?
I watch a lot of kid shows. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah,
a lot of research. Yeah, a lot of research done that way. But yeah, so we got our top six lists. We got multiple lists. We're just covering a lot of territory.
A lot of territory. I got my samples here. They're ready to go. I don't know if you brought yours in.
I don't have samples, unfortunately. I probably could dig some out, but.
You didn't bring your doodads in?
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought
yeah.
You. Well, talk about prepared for the episode.
I know. I got to get used to the YouTube thing where we can actually do the show and tell thing. My bad on that one. But yeah, do you think there's going to be a lot of crossover with our lists?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
All right. I had a hard time with gear companies. I actually reached out to a couple of folks just to look for ideas because gear companies, I feel like, you know, especially gear companies that do multiple things, they can do one thing really well and then struggle in another area.
That's very true. So I think I just pick gear that I've used for a long time.
Right.
That I know has in this specific area, right? Obviously, there's other areas, but.
Okay.
Just try to keep what I know. I'm not going to like go promote something I'm not using really, even if it's from a brand I like. Right. So,
yeah, but if we've heard, I mean, we get a lot of feedback on the show just from people that are like, this never worked for me or out of the package, this, you know, failed. And so I try to stay away from those brands or brands that I've heard like terrible things with customer service. Like I've heard actually Z-Pax has gotten a lot of negative feedback, customer service, not so much recently though. So maybe they've gotten better. I don't know.
I'm going to write it down. That I'm going to guarantee one of your brands.
Brands? Yeah, okay. Well, there was one brand that I was pretty confident you were going to pick, and so I didn't keep it on my list. So we'll see if that's the crossover.
Osprey? What are we talking about?
Yeah. All right.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. So, okay, Bible verse for the episode, Genesis 1:29. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Mm. What is your favorite food? Mm. From a seed-bearing plant that you've actually found while out on the trail?
The blueberries.
Yes!
Or maybe the raspberries. Okay. I did like the raspberries, but the blueberries, any blueberry, yeah, one of those
They two. Were tart.
You were all about the, was it the honeysuckle? No, not seed berry. The elderberries.
No.
You seemed like you were.
We came across a lot of different berries, but I don't think I've had elderberries before. We had, huckleberries. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, huckleberries. Yeah. Yeah,
those are good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the tart berries for sure while on the trail. That's one of the best things about going to Washington is, yeah, there's like berries everywhere. So
yeah, that's true.
I would go back.
That's true.
Yep.
Olympic National, I think we just stopped and had berries for like 10 minutes.
At the trail. I would do that every time. We got to get to camp. Great. It's getting dark, but there's berries everywhere. I'm stopping. So
worth it.
Worth it for sure. And yeah, like not being able to anticipate the berries on the trail, that didn't make my list. But yeah, I definitely love picking the wild berries for sure.
Yeah, there's no berry brand on the trail. It's just wild.
Wild? Yeah, just wild. Wild is the brand name. All right, so have all these different categories. Which one do you want to go with first?
Let's go with the, let's just start with the brands.
Okay.
Let's start with the brands.
So gear companies, we're looking again for customer service that's good, reliable, doesn't break on you, doesn't price gouge you, all that stuff. So what is your number three?
Number three.
Yeah, like your third favorite.
I'd probably say it's good. It's a food company. It's called Good to Go. They have a lot of food that I like. I didn't bring. Of course, that's the one thing I bring in. They had like some good vegan meals. They had some good pad thai. They had some good chicken. They had some good stuff. And it's good. It's pretty good. So if I'm not doing Packet, I'm doing Good to Go. I love Packet Gourmet as well, but I put Good to Go on the list.
Good to Go is your third favorite. That's interesting.
I'd say Packet's probably fourth. Maybe even I could swap those.
I don't think it's Good to Go. There's a couple companies that I just get confused because there's so many food companies out there that I kind of have them towards my bottom, so I don't know if Good to Go. I'll have to look better than that. But yeah.
The only thing about them is like when you go like some of these newer companies, they're gonna charge you more than like Mountain House.
Not that much more though.
No, but it just tastes way better. It just tastes way better.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm willing to pay a little more to, you know, we splurge for good food on the trail, and that's food. Definitely true on my
you
list.
You
want to
eat well. Yeah, I don't want to eat junk on the trail.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
my number three is, let's see, for gear, I got confused there because you're talking about food and we're talking about gear companies.
Yeah.
All right. This one, questionable because they do make multiple things, but I chose MSR is my third favorite gear company.
You like their fuel probably, right?
Their butane, their isobutane is the best.
Some in my bag right now. Do you?
Their stoves are typically bomber. I've used their stoves for 20 plus years. I can't tell you how many stoves I've used. I think I've used all of them. I think I've tried every single stove, I'm pretty sure. And they're so good. Obviously, their fuel's fine. And it's just they're reliable. A lot of stove companies make reliable things. That being said, I have broken some Jetboil stuff, and I haven't broken MSR stuff. So,
you've broken some Jetboil stuff? What'd you break?
So the piezo doesn't work. I think I got some sand in the piezo lighter. And then also the housing on the stove itself on our Jetboil flash, it's still working, but it's cracked. And so at any point, it could fail. And I don't have an issue of, like, cracking. Like, you know, the MSR stove's a little heavier. Maybe, I don't know if they are. I haven't cracked an MSR stove because they're made out of metal. So
right. Yeah. Right. Those things are awesome.
I have found one at a garage sale where, like, the fuel filter was, like, rotted out and it was unusable. But
We had one. Yeah. I thought we had one where we couldn't, like, connect the can to the stove or something, like, the connection got jacked up.
Oh, at one point somebody brought like the wrong fuel canister and it was like a pop on versus a screw on. That was user error. That was somebody else.
That might have been it. All right. Number
here's
two.
Here's why it's questionable is because they have made tents in the past. I haven't tried their tents, so I can't speak to that. But they I don't know if they still do. I think they still make water filters. They make like a ceramic filter that's impossibly heavy. And the one that I used years ago, you had to like scrub it down when it started getting clogged. And it was super annoying. And it just didn't put water out very fast. So I would never buy one of their filters.
Okay.
But they're mainly known for stoves. So that's why they're number three.
I feel like I've seen their tents. I mean, I feel like I've seen their tents on like snowy mountains somewhere on
TV.
What
color do you think they are?
Red, orange.
Correct. You have seen them. It's red. Yeah. I don't know if they're good because I haven't tried one.
I don't know. And this might be wrong, but I thought I saw one on like some Everest documentary, but I don't know. Mm. That's what they are. I don't know if they're that gnarly with their tents.
You want to talk about the poop on Everest and the dead bodies again, don't you?
I do. So fun. So fun.
Like, how can we work Everest and poop back in here?
How can we tie it all together?
We don't want to do a poop episode for a long time. We had one last week. That's enough, Derek. Calm down.
Right. Yeah, well, it'll come back around.
Number two,
I went with actually my Salomon Ultra shoes. I really like, I know I'm not like a big Salomon fan of all their stuff, but like their shoes that
they're
I wear.
They're number two on your list. You're not a big fan. It has to be. You have to get, you know.
But I can't deny the longevity of the shoe. It's comfortable. I don't get blisters. They feel great. I like the shoes, Salomon Ultras. I mean, I tried them on. I don't know how long I've had them now. Probably like 5 years or something. Wow. Great. Okay. I like them a lot. So I can't say anything bad about it.
Dude, they make so much stuff besides shoes.
I know. They make a lot of stuff. So I'm sure you can pick and choose what you like or don't like.
Well, I haven't tried like a lot of their stuff.
But that's like any company, though.
Not every company. Yeah, some are pretty specialized. But
you never tried Salomon anything? I thought you had like Salomon.
No, there's a lot of stuff I haven't tried. So I am going to be trying this summer. They make a, what do you call it? Like a water filter that attaches to one of those soft flasks, if you've seen those that runners typically have.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Be Free, like their own version of one. And a few weeks ago, Jeff Peltier was on our show and he was talking about how like he was sponsored by Salomon. So he uses that. So I want to try it and see if it works as good as he says it does.
Yeah.
And so I've got that. That's on the list of things to get or to buy this summer. And then, so I don't know about them. And I just know their shoes are narrow, so I wouldn't ever wear them, but I've heard they're good.
I have narrow feet, so that's why I like them. So if you have big old wide feet like Hobbit, then
I have big old feet. I just have normal feet.
You have Hobbit feet? Yeah, nice.
Okay.
All right. Okay, what's your Salomon number two?
My number two is Mountain Hardwear.
Ooh.
They're a little more on the expensive side, but.
Excuse me.
I got tents. I got sleeping bags. I've had their sleeping bag for years now, and it holds up. And I just like their stuff. I haven't heard a lot of negative feedback about their gear specifically. Feedback I'm getting from other folks. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard like anything bad to say about Mountain Hardwear. I don't think so.
I haven't really heard a lot about them in a negative way.
My second favorite company. So
That's not bad. They are solid. I think number one, I can't not put Osprey.
Osprey budget.
No, I think the old 36 liter pack has done me proud for many a year.
And it got like wrecked and then they fix it for you, right?
Yeah, so it got wrecked. They're like, and they give you some criteria. They're like, wash the bag, send it to us. If it's beyond repair, we're just going to chuck it. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's kind of intense. Like, what if I want to like deal with it anyway? But they're like, it wasn't that bad. So they fixed it. They sewed it up. They got it all working again. It's great. I mean, it was fantastic. So, I don't know. I mean, I like their, when I bring the bladder, like that one's way better than my old camel junkie back that I used to use.
Osprey doesn't make their bladders. They make, it's like some hydro something.
Hydro, yeah. Makes them. Well, it says Osprey on there.
That's actually like a bottom six company for me. They make terrible water reservoirs.
I don't hate it. But I don't really use it a lot either. So I can't.
No, I use mine a lot. So that I can speak to that. They make it for a lot of companies too.
Well, I haven't had any problems. Maybe you're just too hard on your bladder.
No, because they used to, their version 1.0 was great. Like it lasted forever. Then they upgraded. It looked all fancier.
I have an older one. It's gotta be at least five. How old is it? Like mine's at least five or six years.
That's a good one.
It's an older one. Not the new junkie crud. All right. What's your top? What do you got? Top.
All right. So Osprey is my top. And let me tell you, let's talk about Osprey. It's not my number one.
It's not your number one.
Calm down. I knew you were going to pick Osprey, so I thought, like, I'll just let you pick it because it's part of our top six.
Let it be number one. Let it be number one. If you want it, be number one.
No, I got a good one. So.
Okay.
So, but let me talk about Osprey real quick. Because,
please.
Because it relates to the what you just talked about with the warranty.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how you would handle this.
Okay.
So as you know, I like to buy and resell things, and somebody posted like an Osprey backpack on Facebook for, I think they listed it for like $35. And
what's wrong with it?
It wasn't getting any takers because they didn't know what they had. There wasn't a lot of information about it.
Really?
And so I'm like, I think that's like a legit backpack for $35. And so I drove to a nearby town. Yep. It's like, you know, 25-minute drive away. I show up and I'm hoping it's like, you know, at least 50 liters. And it was. It was like a 50 or 60 liter pack. And it was in, you know, it was like a little dirty, but it was in good
shape.
And I was about...
The frame?
I was about ready to... Wait, what about the frame?
Something wrong with the frame?
How did you know?
Was the frame like broken or something? Cracked? I mean, it has
I didn't
to
notice
be.
It. I don't even look at See, it. I didn't notice it because this was like a non-backpacker that was like selling it. Somebody gave it to her.
Dude.
And so I didn't notice it. She's like, yeah, the only thing is that like this, there's like an issue right here. And she shows me like the frame is like literally like sheared. Like there's a cut in the frame. And she's like, I don't even notice when I'm wearing it, so it should be fine for you. I was like, yeah, this is not usable. This is like, you know, but so I pass on it. I wasted the gas. I wasted my time. And then somebody told, I think it was Tupperware Mike, told me, he's like, why didn't you just buy it still and send it back in for the warranty and have them fix it?
Huh.
You know, like, would they have fixed that?
I don't know. That's frame? A good question. Yeah. That's a good question. You know what's funny? You know, I would just call that a straight up bait and switch. Because, like, did she, she's not putting that zoomed in picture. Did she put the zoomed in picture of the broken frame?
I didn't go back and look. No, she didn't know. She didn't know what she's doing.
Like, that's so shady. Because you're going to get there. I'm like, no, of course I'm not going to buy this.
People sell things like all the time that they're not experts on what that is, or they don't know that that's
I will say thing. You do resell. Well, technology is maybe a little different. You resell a lot of junky, broken technology stuff. And so people buy it anyway. Like, they just don't give a rip. I'll fix it. I'll figure it out.
Are you accusing me of just ripping people off at this point? Carl, you like rip people basically, off all the time. Yes. So take your own medicine.
But if they're buying it and they're giving you good reviews, I mean,
no, you can sell things that are it's broken. You sell it for parts is how that works. I don't. This is not what this right. podcast is about. I just was curious. Would you have bought the backpack if you're in my shoes?
No, 100% no. You bought it probably.
No, I didn't. I passed on it.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I mean, you're not baiting and switching people online though. You're not selling like these are some great backpack straps you can have. You know, are you like selling parts of a backpack?
No, no, but I have sold things that I don't know what they are. Like, I don't know, old CB radios. Somebody's like, these are valuable. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. It doesn't have the power cord. So I just put it on there. I literally say, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Somebody gave this to me. You know, here's the model number. I have no other information about it. And then,
wow. Have at it. You might just be giving away treasure for all you know.
Probably. My number one is Peak Refuel. We both chose freeze-dried fuel companies.
That's good. They're good.
Freeze-dried food companies.
Yeah.
And yeah, Peak is, I think it's like a couple, at least where I buy, it's like a couple bucks more than Mountain House, not a whole lot more. But I think I don't think I've had a bad one. And I've tried a lot of their flavors.
They were good.
Have you?
Yeah.
Some are better than others, but I think they're all good, right?
The ones I think I've had two. I like them both. I mean, they were great.
Yeah.
So I would get
high calories. So, you know, you got a big day. Just take. I look forward to them.
That's huge.
Yeah. And when I went on that church trip last summer where they like bought the freeze dried Mountain House food for me and I had to pick from limited options, I was not looking forward to those flavors. And one of them was like the fried rice was like almost gagging bad. And so,
honestly, I hear Mountain House and I hear Backpacker's Pantry and I'm just like, ugh. You know, I
like Backpacker's Pantry. They can make some good ones.
It's all right. It's better than Mountain House. Mountain House is like...
I think they're a step up. I'm not saying they're the best, but they're a step up.
All right. Mountain House is like bottom of the barrel at this point. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What gear companies are in your top six? We gave you six there that we generally agree on.
Shoot
them
over.
There's some like... I love Big Agnes, but I've heard so many bad things about their pads. I couldn't put them on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just... Yeah, mixed reviews on some other companies. Sea to Summit was one that somebody suggested to me before this,
good pillows.
This episode.
I like their pillows.
They just make a lot of different stuff. I haven't tried their sleeping pads though, but... All right, so that's gear companies. Next up, what do you want? Snacks? Doodads?
Let's go doodads.
Doodads. What's a doodad?
Doodad is like a little trinket. Maybe it's a toy. Maybe it's a piece of gear you really like. Maybe it's a game. A toy. I don't know. You know?
What about a pack ornament? Is that qualify?
Oh, jeez. Carabiner. Maybe you have a favorite carabiner with some...
I think it qualifies.
Yeah,
I
don't
think
it's a doodad.
That's not going to make our top six list, but it qualifies, right?
No, it's a doodad. Yeah, it's a doodad.
Okay.
Something you like need to have that you love having this on the trail.
Right.
With you, right? Why don't you go first this time?
My third favorite is I don't even have a brand on this because there's so many different companies that make this, but the really small, like this size...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, inch or two mini pocket knife.
Oh.
So I don't bring like a machete on the trail like some folks do. I've seen people strap it to their calf. They're just ready at a moment's notice to stab something.
Yeah,
I don't bring that. That weighs a ton. Mm. I actually put the knife, I'll use it periodically, but I'll put it in my first aid kit because it's so small, it's easy to get lost in like the brain of the pack. And it weighs, I want to say it weighs less than an ounce. But it's a handy doodad.
It's huge. Yeah. Little things that do big things are huge. That's for me.
Say that again.
Little things.
Wisdom from Derek.
Little things that do big things are huge.
Please subscribe for more wisdom such as this.
Exactly. That's why we're here. All right. My number three is probably the Be Free. like this little guy right here. I have a couple. I know.
You think that like a water filter, one of the major pieces of gear is a doodad?
I love this. No, it's not a major because this isn't my major thing. I use this like when I'm not away from, when I'm away from you jerks, and I go to find a streamer one, and I just dip it and scoop it, dip it, scoop it.
Know how the B-Free works. Thank you.
That's for how that. You do it. You dip it, you scoop it, and then you drink it. And then you drink it.
Oh my god.
That's one of my faves. I like it. It's quick. Okay. It's easy.
I would not count like a filter, stove, like these big pieces of yours.
That's
doodads.
Not a big one to me though. Okay, you want a different one? You want another one?
Yeah.
All right, I got another one.
Okay.
All right, I got this.
I love the show and tell.
Okay, this is my Black Diamond new headlamp. I got it, okay. I think, like a year ago. This is the best headlamp I've ever had.
The spot?
I like it better than Petzl. Yeah, it's the spot. And I actually, my daughter had to go to the hospital not that long ago, and the nurse in the hospital was like, man, this is a hospital with like lights everywhere. He's like, man, I just need to see in this area a little bit more. I was like, boom. How about this? He's like, really?
Wait, whoa. You brought your backpacking headlamp in an emergency to the hospital.
Yes, I did. Yes, because I was using it myself to see something. I won't go into the details, but.
No, I want the details.
No, you don't.
It's so absurd. Why do you have a headlamp with you in an emergency going to the hospital?
Because I had to see in a dark area to help my daughter. It was a really intense scenario.
Okay.
And I bought this. And so I had it in my pocket. And I was like, I'm going to bring this. Okay. And he's like, right. You have a headlamp in your pocket? And I'm like, right here. And he's like, this is amazing. So he used it. I have a picture of him using it in the hospital. I can even send it to you. You guys want to post it online. And he crushed it. He's like, this was amazing. Thank you. So I got to go Black Diamond. That's a doodad. I love this doodad.
I have had the Black Diamond. It's okay. It's an okay headlamp. It works fine.
It works great. Yeah.
Well, yours is new.
Maybe I'm saving lives.
I've jacked mine up. Yeah, okay. You saved lives.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to upgrade my headlamp this summer. I'm looking at the Nightcore, to be honest, just FYI.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right. I can't.
But the concept, I get. I'm with you.
I'm excited to see your Nightcore. I'm excited.
All right. Number two is I have like the little mini box of the Stormproof matches.
Okay.
I got some Stormproof matches, obviously, in the box. And inside, I shove a mini Bic lighter. And then I put that inside
my
cooking pot. Yeah. So that way it's like I don't bring any like regular matches that you'd buy at the grocery store. I think those are useless.
Useless. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
And not just on a backpacking trip, but just really in life.
In general. They're so annoying.
And so I just have like a little combination where like, I just have those together at all times. And you know what, Derek? I don't need any stinking fire starter.
Wow.
Stormproof matches are like mini flares. They're typically sufficient for starting a fire. Mm. When you have decent conditions. Mm.
Sounds original. Sounds original.
What do you mean?
Well, that's great. That's great for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm excited for you. Waterproof matches. Good.
Combined with a Bic lighter. That's my lighting system. Together that weighs like 1.5 ounces.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Your shoulders.
I'm sensing sarcasm.
It's amazing. Your shoulders don't feel better. My number two is my fire starter kit. I like the fire starter kit.
But you don't need, go ahead.
I don't need. It's all about creativity on the trail, right? I am the fire guy in Mineral Horizon 1, and I have them waterproof matches. I don't bring a lighter. I have little, I just like to bring all kinds of stuff. I like dryer lint. We got a hand sanitizer. We got wax stuff. We got all kinds of weird stuff that like, there's a couple other things I had in there, like tweed, some like tweedy looking, like fibrous material I'm going to bring maybe one year. All kinds of little goods. Not wood, no. I just like to try different things to start fires. I think it's fun.
So what do you do to light the stove then?
What do I do to light the stove?
Yeah.
I've used the Strike Anywheres.
Just to light, so your weight, like those are expensive. Like, you know, those are not, you don't want to use those willy-nilly, so to speak.
Look, when you have the Osprey budget, you can do stuff like that. So
you don't borrow the Bic lighter to light the stove is what you're saying.
I have used a lighter before, and it's probably yours.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks. Okay, thanks. I'm curious to see what your number one is and if it's better than my number one, because
I will say, let's talk about your number two first.
Okay.
When there is an impossibly wet scenario where it's been raining or whatever, Derek does a good job of starting a fire. Like he's top notch. He pulls out all of his chemicals or whatever gear he has, his doodads. He chemical starts a fire. He's good. He's good. This is not a common problem we have on a trip, but it has happened. Most of the time, though, I would say that those are excessive. Would you agree?
Yeah, but it's fun to be creative. Because, well, look,
okay,
knowing how to build a fire out of multiple things can never be a bad skill to learn, Carl.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, okay.
I'd use your hair as kindling, but I don't have that option. So I have to think of other things to use. So number one,
my top What's your doodad. Something that I just got introduced to about a year ago at the Outdoor Retailer Show when I was with, again, Tupperware Mike.
Yep.
Is the thermocell, the thing you attach, that your fuel canister doesn't use a ton of fuel and it wards away the mosquitoes. And you know what?
Does it work?
It works.
Really?
It works. It does. And I'm bringing it. Okay. On, I think most of the trips this summer. I don't want the mosquitoes.
Nobody does.
I might even invest in multiples just to create like a bigger radius around myself.
Just a like 4-pack ornament, like thermosol.
They're not ornaments. You don't hang them off your pack. You take them out of camp.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you haven't used it, so you can't speak to it.
I can't speak to it. Awesome. I'm excited to see it though. I want to see how legit this thing is.
Weighs a few ounces, so a little bit more.
What do you mean a few? Investment. What do you mean a few? What are we talking? 6?
No.
5?
I want to say 3 or 4.
Okay, that's not bad. That's worth it for mosquitoes. Although, when we start the fire from yours truly, usually I don't have any mosquito issues. So I don't know Do you need those?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do. The fire totally helps, but it doesn't solve the problem always. So.
Yeah, but mosquitoes don't really get you that bad anyway, do they?
I don't get lit up like everybody else, but I still, I don't know. It works. Trust me, you'll see.
All right. I'm open to seeing it, you know?
And there's a lot of times, like right now, you know, in Alberta, there's been so many fires going on that there's likely going to be a fire ban by the time we get there in July, so.
Possible. It's possible.
We'll need a thermocell.
Well, then we'll have
Stop stalling. What's your number one?
Number one is this beauty right here. I got this years ago at REI. I take it on every trip. It always is a crowd pleaser. The bocce ball set.
I'm glad you're showing that. Somebody asked about that on a recent YouTube post. They're like, what are you talking about,
bocce ball? There's the bocce, right? I mean, it's fun for everyone. You can throw a ball a few feet. You can have fun. It's pretty easy.
That weighs more than anything we've talked about.
It's I don't know. What is that? 7 ounces? 5?
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Don't get me
100%
wrong.
100% worth it.
Yeah, but it weighs.
Something. So. Yeah, worth it, though. Sure. Those are mine. Okay. Right. Snack time. And
snackies. Snackies.
I'm excited for snack time.
Are we going to have some crossover?
I don't know.
Favorite snack?
Okay. Number three favorite snack that's climbing the charts for me. I was going to put goldfish on here, but I took the goldfish off. I don't know why I don't know why I like them. I just do.
Always like any sort of processed food. You're like, I don't need that junk.
Then
number three was almost goldfish, which is like the most processed thing.
I know. And I was like, well, I'm on the trip. I can get away with it for a few days, but
that's true. No, I'm not going to put it on. Yeah.
I've actually been liking these the past few years. These are Probar Bolt. Mm-hmm. Let me see and pull this. Probar Bolt strawberry. There's a couple flavors I like, but
are they gummies?
They're little gummies. I notice for me a big difference when I am like, all right, we're getting ready to climb some uphill. Let's pop a few of these puppies in and go.
Well, what do they have? Are they like, is it just a sugar rush or is it caffeine or what does it got?
It's like caffeine and organic energy chews.
Okay.
And they give you a little pick me up. They have 24 carbs. There is some sugar, 12 sugars, which I'm not like a big sugar guy, but that's the one time I'll do it probably. Right. So yeah, these are good. I like this. A lot of potassium. Keep you going. Not helps with cramping. So that's my number three, Probar Bolt Chews.
Okay.
What do you got? Can you beat that?
We talked about in the last episode having some fiber, and so I try to bring something fibrous, and my favorite things to bring are the unsweetened mango slices.
Not a fan of those. Not a fan. No.
How could you possibly have such a strong reaction to mango? Everybody loves mango. What are you talking about?
I like some mango flavored stuff, but dried, unsweet. No, I can't get into those. I don't know why.
First of all, they're sweet. They got this like sweet tartness going on that is just
sugar,
so tasty.
Just full of sugar. Right?
No, they're unsweetened.
What do you mean unsweetened?
Like no added sugar.
No added sugar, but right. There's still sugar.
Most mango slices are sweetened, so you have to find the right ones. You can get them at Trader Joe's. You can get them at Costco.
Trader Joe's, okay.
And they have, they're so good. They're so okay. good.
All right. So. Maybe, you know what? Maybe give me one. How about that? Maybe give me one on the trail.
I have them every trip, so
All right, fine. Okay. I'll mooch off that. That's good. Okay, my number two, this is just one, this is probably one of my favorites, but I like to do this. This is now. This isn't the exact version because I'm out and I need to see if I can get more of these. We promoted this product a while ago, and I really liked these a lot. I think you might know what they are.
But, I don't know. Just tell us what they are. What's the answer?
The crickets. The Exo crickets. So the Exo crickets. So this is the bar.
So ridiculous. you've gone on and bought some. Is that what that is?
This is the bar. No, this is an older bar. I don't really like the bars
that's
that
like
much.
4.5 years old right now.
I don't know if I'm not going to eat this bar, but it's they had like those bags of like the season, like the barbecue season, like real crickets.
That is the best answer.
I don't know why. I freaking love those things. They were so good.
So 4.5 years ago, we were sponsored for like one episode or I don't know, maybe three episodes by this cricket
Exo.
Company. Is it Exo? It's Exo?
Yeah. Exo. Cricket protein bar.
Okay. Yep. And they sent us some bars and they sent us some actual like, dried and flavored crickets. It was like a 3-episode thing. We thought it was fun. I don't know that anybody got convinced to buy them as a result of us sharing about them on the podcast. Derek obviously legitimately liked them.
I liked them. I really did.
So it's on his number two.
And they had good protein. They had good protein and they tasted good.
Right.
So
that's hilarious.
Can't argue with that. Okay.
My number two, I got kind of like a 2A, 2B because it's like the same concept. 2A, 2B.
Okay.
Yeah.
High maintenance.
Does that anger you? Are you frustrated by this?
It's a little cheating, but whatever. It's fine.
It's not. It's the same idea.
Throwing it in.
So there's like little mini peanut butter cups. The 2A is the Trader Joe's ones. You can buy them like in a pretty big container, but you can also buy them for $1 in just like a really good portioned out plastic wrap that you can.
Like the Jeremy's peanut butter, similar to those. You know what I'm talking about? Is it Jeremy's? What are those little like?
This is one of your favorite foods ever. Why are you confused by this?
Justin's. Oh, the peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying peanut butter in a cup because they have like packages of peanut butter. I'm like, never mind. Just ignore me.
Okay. So just to clarify, you thought when I say peanut butter cups, you thought that I had like literally a cup full of peanut butter.
Once you open the door of like peanut butter cups and I'm not confusing it with like Justin's peanut butter and some like cuppy wrapper junk.
Okay.
I'm going to just think a different way because those are extremely addictive to me.
They are. I know. You
the
love
dark
them.
The dark chocolates.
Correct.
I can say no to the other ones, but.
So the 2A is the Trader Joe's version. The 2B would be like the Justin's or, you can buy the Reese's ones. Of course.
That's what I just, exactly.
Yeah.
The Justin's is good, but it's like, I feel like I just need more. Yeah. You know?
Okay. Well, so invest. Buy a bunch of them.
I don't want to do that. It's a lot of wrappers.
It is. That's true. All right. That's my number two. Number one, favorite snack.
Favorite snack is, other than like cookies and all these other junky things that we like to bring, I always like to bring something with salmon, period. Something with salmon. So like this trip, I'm going to bring over like the Patagonia provisions. I don't know if you can see it. Wild pink salmon. They have that's one brand I really like. There's a few, but that's probably the one I go with, but I like something fatty, proteiny that's really good for me on the trail.
Where do you buy that?
You can get them anywhere. I think I got this one online actually.
Like, are they at the grocery store?
I'm sure they have them. I'm sure they have an REI and stuff like that.
Too, I might try that one. That looks good.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I'll put the wrapper in your backpack for you if you want after I'm done.
And just to clarify, thank you. This is not the comprehensive snack list. These are just our top threes. We bring a lot more snacks than this, but my number one was introduced to me on a Patreon trip by Doug from California.
Oh.
Moon cheese.
Oh, you love that moon cheese.
It's expensive, but they're now selling it everywhere. Like I see it at the grocery store now. I see it at the Whole Foods. I see it at, Sierra Trading Post. I see it everywhere, and it's ridiculously expensive. But so I don't have it typically, but I'll save it. I actually kind of want some right now. I might go get some.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so I'll save it for backpacking trips. I usually have like one package a day because I just love it. I love
cheese. It was okay. It was good. I didn't not hate it, but I don't think I would go buy a bunch of it. But that's if you liked it, you liked it.
I liked it.
You know what? I'm eating crickets over here. I can't really say anything.
Yeah. I'm going to have my crickets, Carl, while I eat that moon cheese.
Yeah. You have your drag curdled butt plugger, and I'm going to have my crickets.
For sure. All right. All right, so that we got three lists there. Hopefully you got some ideas that were helpful. And please let us know what we missed. Favorite snack, favorite gear company that we didn't make our list, and favorite doodad that you have that you actually use. It's not just a decoration on your pack, and it's not a useless item. So what do you got?
I thought you were going to put Element, actually.
For what? You the put snack?
For a brand or a snack or something. You're talking about.
Yeah, like I just started with them. So once I use them on an actual trip and they work, it's fine. That's fair.
But you're using it. You're doing it like on a regular basis, though, with your
training,
workouts and stuff. That's true.
I do like it.
So I don't know.
Okay. All right. I've got list trivia coming up right after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I've got two great resources for you to improve your performance on the trail. The first one is to go check out the Training for Trekking podcast by our good friend Rowan Smith. He knows what he's talking about. His easily consumable episodes will give you tips to strengthen your body and reduce injury while out in the backcountry. The next resource is Rowan's Facebook group, Training for Hiking and Trekking. I've joined the group and found a mix of information and inspiration while being part of a community. Both are great resources by Rowan Smith that'll help you go faster than Derek while out on the trail. List Trivia is brought to you by Vaucluse Gear. Want more ventilation on your back when backpacking? Looking to sweat less on the trail this summer? Check out Vaucluse's ultralight ventilation backpack frame and accessory, possibly a doodad, that installs in your favorite pack and creates a ventilating airflow gap. The Generation 2 is being released right now. Don't sweat the big stuff. Use code BLISTERS for $10 off at VaucluseGear.com. Thank you, Vaucluse. List trivia. Okay, so trivia update. I'm actually losing. I've got one more loss than you. I think it's like 4-3 at this point. I've got four losses.
I am ahead.
4-3. And so at stake, we're kind of coming up.
Is this it?
What do we have? Like a few episodes left. At stake is I'm either going to have to dive into a lake, which I don't typically do on a backpacking trip, or you're bringing garbage pail kids who are losing more. All right?
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So part of your collection. All right. Anyway, so I got three questions. First one, these are all list-based. Number one, put the following list in chronological order.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
All right.
What is this?
This is legit. Jeez. And these are things you should know about because it's kind of like outdoor-related. Theodore Roosevelt goes camping with John Muir.
What?
You know that happened?
Yeah, I like chronological order. Okay, go ahead.
That's one event. Second event is Yosemite becomes a national park. The third event is young Franklin Roosevelt looks for treasure on Oak Island.
Oh, jeez.
Your first answer is like what happened first.
I want to say, because I remember he made it a national park, if I remember correctly. I want to say he I would hope he did that. And then they went camping.
Okay.
And then he looked for
I don't treasure. Know who he is, but go for
Roosevelt,
it.
Roosevelt, whatever.
There's I got two Roosevelts here. You got Theo and you got Frankie.
Oh, shoot, Frankie. Okay, wait. Which one? Wait, let me think for a second. Who did? Okay, I think it was. Was it Theo? I'm trying to remember who came. I think Franklin was first, right? Come on, tell us something. You can tell me that.
That gives the things away.
Let's say Theodore Roosevelt. I don't know. I'm going to say camping with John Muir. No, became a park. And then John Muir and then treasure.
I like how you said about it. Okay. So, let's say that. National Park happened in 1890.
You would mock me if I gave you this question, by the way.
No, I would know this actually because I because it's outdoor related and I know history stuff. So I tried not to ask questions. I take that back. I asked some ridiculous questions because your trivia was terrible recently.
Exactly.
Yosemite becomes a national park in 1890. That's what you said first, right?
Became a park. Yes.
Okay. Let's 1890. Theo went camping with John Muir in 1903. That's what you said second. A young FDR looked for treasure on Oak Island in 1909. So you are correct, my friend.
Correct. That's how you do it. Yeah. Wow.
All right. Next up is a Derek style question. Which of the following is not on the top five list of the most common passwords people used last year? This is multiple choice.
This is outdoors? Is that what I'm saying?
No, it's just list. It's list trivia. Most common, so which is not one of the most on the top five list of the most common passwords people used last year? A, password. B, secret. C, 123456. Or D, guest.
This is so stupid.
No, this is a terrible question. This is a Derek themed question.
Right, okay, so which one is not on the top 10?
Not top five, yeah.
Top five, I mean? Okay. So it's one, I heard 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Guest, secret, or password?
Password's got to be on there.
This one's actually sort of figure outable. At least you can narrow it down.
Guest, I feel like guest is a lot of like businessy, hotel-y stuff. I'm going to say secret.
Secret is not on the top five list.
It's not in the top five.
You are correct, my friend. Unstinking believable. Unbelievable.
It's a Derek question. Yeah. See, this is why I don't understand why you can't figure these out.
You already said it was a terrible question, and now you're like, see, I can figure it out.
That's not hard. I said it's terrible, but I love it.
All right. It's not that terrible if you can figure it out. Number three, who made the top three most handsome backpackers list according to Backpacking Magazine?
Oh, here we go.
A, Dan Becker. B, Justin Outdoors. C, Rowan Smith. Or D, Brooke Whipple.
Who made the most handsome on the back? This is
the top three. They actually were third, if you want to be.
This is totally fake. Is that what you're saying?
No, this is actually something we talked about in our show.
The most handsome. Okay, you got Justin Outdoors. You got Dan Becker.
Becker, Rowan Smith, Brooke Whipple.
Who is the most handsome?
He was the third most handsome.
The third most handsome. Okay. So it's not Brooke. It's got to be Dan Becker.
Dan Becker is correct. You are three for three. Three for three. Congratulations. I've got more losses. So we just got a few left.
Get ready to get wet, buddy. Get ready to get wet.
All right. I got one tidbit for you. This is like Rocky asking one of his teaching buddies to talk on the camera about a backpacking issue. So here we go.
A gentleman, I'm in a predicament. We had a big winter season. Snowpack is heavy. Anything over 6,000, 7,000 feet. I want to know, where can I go by late June? Where can I go backpacking? I was looking at Pinecrest. I was looking at Sequoia. I want to know, anyone have any suggestions? Where's a good place to pack? Looking for like a 3 or 4 day excursion, some elevation. Let me know.
I don't even think he said his name on this one. I've never met this gentleman, but thank you. It's actually a fair question. So we got a lot of snow in the Sierras. He still wants to go backpacking by late June. Derek, where should he go?
Late June?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Yosemite. I don't know.
Which is right around now.
Right now. I mean, it's kind of junky out here. I'd say Yosemite, but it's kind of junky out here. I don't know. It's a hard one. It's probably still cold, too. I haven't really checked up there. I'm still going to say Yosemite, though.
All right. I think that wherever you go, you can find lower elevation spots. And so back like years ago, like during a really heavy snow year, I had to swap areas, I think it was like the night before a backpacking trip. And so I went to like a lower elevation area in Yosemite. Hetch Hetchy is a spot, which is more like in the 4,000 to 5,000 range in terms of elevation.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
And it's beautiful there.
That is really
might be hard to get a permit at this point, but
good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. There you go. That's our answer. But that's a fair question, and we're gonna have to deal with that at some point later on this summer. So
we're gonna have to.
Thanks for interviewing Rocky. But Rocky, we want to hear from you, my friend. We want you to ask a question. We want you to react to an episode. Rocky, we want to hear from you. You're one of our favorite people. So stop putting the camera in other people's faces. You're the one.
You're the star, Rocky.
On the show.
You're the star. Come on. Stop it.
Yeah. Stop it.
Jeez.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's all I got. You got any more tidbits?
That's all I got.
That's all we got. I have the hair Carl dreams about. We will see you next time on the B&B. Remember, guys, Snickers are the best candy bar on the market. Throw one in your bag. I want to fly. Around the world. There's an extra doodad I like to bring that Carl hates. I mean, this is easily like number 4 on my list, but he has this on like number 100. It's number 1 on the stay home list, if you will, other than shoulder pads. It's just deodorant. He just likes to stink. And look who has to deal with it. This guy.